Greetings, Student Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. Very, very excited to have you with me. If you missed any portion of our first program, our first hour today, Do encourage you to go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. And we'll have the podcast up there. I'm doing it in two separate hours, so you can listen to the first hour. And having already listened to the second hour, perhaps you'll be with us for the whole second hour. If you're with us for the whole program, well, we thank you for that. TECNTV.com, we're the number one show last week. We continue to grow our audience there. Excited to be there. Over 600,000 people so far this year have watched hosts at TECNTV.com. Grateful for that and our partnership with NTD TV. Also, the Truth Broadcasting Network and No Bull Radio Network as well. And our Salem affiliates and others that are watching the program. So great to be with you on KYH there in Utah. Mitt Romney may have gotten something right this week. You can read about that at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. It's probably the only thing that he's done right in all the years that I've been talking about Mitt Romney. So I want to welcome my next guest to the program, and then I'm going to read a statement that I read in the first segment, but many of you may not have heard it. And then I want to get David's thoughts with regards to it. So let me welcome David Shostokas, our constitutional expert. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be with you, Greg. Listen, I have you live on Facebook at the moment, so I'm watching you as well as speaking with you. That's just the great, I see this great library behind you. You know, this is fantastic.
Thank you.
The library looks fabulous. You, my friend, coat, shirt, tie, et cetera, et cetera. You're all dressed up for radio this morning.
Thank you very much, brother. I greatly appreciate that. And we got the fireplace going on back here behind me as well. So, kind of add that nice little aesthetic to it. But thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, this is our new studio setup, and I'm very much enjoying it. It's a lot better than the bathroom door and the bed in the bedroom. So, definitely an improvement.
now we're going to have a fireside chat, I guess.
That's it. So, that's it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
So just for those of you tuning in right now and listening, yesterday I was removed from Vimeo. So if you had a link with my testimony or sermons from India or any of my shows, or you went, you know, go to the website, or, you know, you were sent that because you get that in your email. And this morning you woke up and you were like, yeah, I was going to watch yesterday's show. Hello, where'd it go? It was deleted by Vimeo. Vimeo pulled me down. Saturday, I got a notification that my program with Judy Mikovits and Brian Hooker and Todd Benzman and Tracy Fenton had been removed because it violated their terms and conditions. And so then they followed that up on Monday with another notification of their claims of violation. And then they just, I mean, they just took the whole thing down. I sent them a letter. I expressed to them my concerns about what it was that they were telling me, what it was that they were saying. I expressed to them why I believe that what they were saying was inappropriate and not right. And they said, so what they said is that my videos were conveying false and misleading health-related information that has a serious potential to cause public harm. I was perpetuating false and misleading claims about vaccine safety, and that my claims about coronavirus is a hoax, which I never said, by the way, was promoting a conspiracy theory. So that's what they have accused me of.
Yeah, Greg, this is it's hard to imagine, and I would suggest that somewhere along the line, of course, usually the terms of service of these matters, when you talk about them deleting your whole, all your, and depriving you of access to all your material, typically they always say, well, they don't own it, you own it, and so if you own it, why? How is it that they can erase it off? This this becomes a potential beyond the horrific portrayal of the information that I know you do not promote bad, you know, bad science, bad medicine. You don't promote any of that stuff. So obviously the claim that they're making is wrong in the first place. But the second issue to consider is, in fact, you know, the whole terms of service. They're always very careful to say that they don't own or control your material, but that you are, so that they can avoid the liability. But when they do something like this, they deprive you of the content that you own. And this is kind of a way that people need to start to address these kind of problems when they're erased and they're taken away what amounts to your material. While they reserve these rights to control what's on their platform, again, to sell you to utilize the platform, they always say you own the rights, you know, right. You own the property. But yep. Then after you put it there, they wind up, you know, depriving you of your property. So, you know, all the politics aside, I would suggest that there's a huge breach of contract, and you have cause of action, because obviously all your shows, all your materials, all have value, you know. And so this is very problematic. We hope that you know, you're going to make some progress and headway on that. You know, I'm involved in other things at the moment that are tying me up greatly. We're going to start after next week. We're going to start to follow this more closely.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I got another new one from them that you can't state or make a claim that vaccines contribute or cause childhood autism, except that there is direct evidence, and Dr. Judy has the scientific and medical evidence. I've got a child that has Asperger's, cerebral palsy, and had a stroke as a direct result of a vaccine that was given to them when he was born. And I have evidence of it from Children's Hospital in Madeira, where he was diagnosed. And they told us he'd never see, never hear, never walk, never talk. God has done a miraculous work with him, but he still has a number of challenges that are directly related to a vaccine reaction. So you can't tell me that something doesn't happen that I have personally witnessed and can personally attest to when it concerns my own kid. Sorry, you just, my testimony outweighs their lies.
Yeah, no, and the answer to all of these things has always been more speech, not shutting down speech, you know, so that the, right. So that ultimately truth will percolate through. And that's the whole point of the First Amendment in the first place, is that people, you know, yeah, people are free to say bad things and stupid things, and they're also free to tell the truth, in which case ultimately the truth, that's what it's designed to, is ultimately to have the truth win by repetition, through the competing form of ideas. And so, yeah. No, you can't, they can't tell you, but to penalize you and to essentially take your property because they disagree with something you had to say is just extremely irresponsible, and I would suggest illegal.
Well, we'll see if I'm able to make some recovery on some of this, or if they block. They sent me a list. They initially said, well, you'll be able to get 3 files. I was up till late last night clicking on links, but we'll see how corrupted what they sent me is and whether or not, you know, it's still of any value, or what, you know, and whether or not I can use it. I want to share this statement. I shared it in the first portion, and then get your thoughts on it. We can certainly, you know, talk more about it in the second half of our program, as this segment this morning as well. My goal or thought in fighting this is that we're continually, by force or resign, giving and having taken ground in the fight for our liberties. I'm glad there are alternative sites, but what conservatives fail to grasp is that the undergirding principles of these alternative sites has to be God. Our founders gave up everything because they saw a greater reward, and because life, liberty, and abundant life are not just gifts, but who we are as God's children created in His image. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. That also holds a person to a true moral code, knowing there will be a judgment day and consequences for evil acts left unrepented for. Jesus once shared a parable about 2 sons. One said no and later was obedient, and the other said yes, but then did not do what he agreed to. While the listeners gave the right answer, it seems many get confused by the message. Jesus says to them, the tax collectors and prostitutes will enter ahead of them, not because they answered wrong, that the son who acted righteously was better than the obedient one, which he was, but that though they could answer the truth and see the truth, they themselves did not follow their own advice when it was related to John the Baptist or Jesus himself. They rejected John and Jesus, even seeing the change in the lives of the followers. At a later time, you would say to them, you speak the right words, honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Capitalism is based on biblical principles. To do everything is under the Lord, giving your best. Who is he that runs a race, if not to win? Who begins to build a building, not counting the cost, but intending to finish it? The principles of Christianity were what set the Christian community apart. Less disease, more production, happier people, and greater wealth accumulation. The Jews practiced this, and Christians did too. Constantine was motivated to embrace Christianity because of the sheer volume of evidence that Christians did everything better than the Roman heathens. Thus, to my point, if the alternative platforms do not have a moral God-founded base, and if they have not a plan for succession to maintain that, then we will lose those platforms as well. Vimeo was great until IAC bought it, and then it was not. Our fight is not just for the words that I will, but for the actions that support those intentions and keep them just, righteous, and worth dying for. Only God is worth all that. Only liberty given by God is worth that. For because liberty authored by men can be taken by those same men, and now we're back to square one. Thus, Our fight is not for the liberty that we see, but to set free the soul only God can see, and only He can give us that kind of freedom. A freedom that I believe is worth dying for, David.
Well, there's a lot there, but we'll talk about it. But you're right; these are the bases of the founding of the country, in terms of what you find both in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, to execute these principles and ideals that would allow individuals to prosper as they are blessed by God with the rights to pursue these matters to prosper.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, David Shostokas. And hang on a second. Let me, there we go. Now you can see us. All right. So David, you were beginning to say, as I had shared about, you know, the rights and our rights being founded on, you know, on natural law and God's laws and the need for an understanding.
And of course that's expressed in our own founding documents. Certainly the, two portions of the opening of the Declaration of Independence. One, in fact, where the indication that the United States is assuming its place among the nations of the world according to the laws of nature and of nature's God. And then of course, the most famous portion about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness, as Jefferson puts it a little more eloquently, but in the end, it's because people should be able to enjoy the fruits of their labor. But the interesting thing about that is in capitalism, people prosper from the fruits of their labor by providing goods and services to other folks. So prosperity comes from spreading, providing things that other people want and desire. And I think that's very interesting because it still turns out to be an individual thing. Saying that there's something wrong with capitalism because it makes rich people or because people get rich, nobody really remembers that in the first place, even Bill Gates created a computer that, you know, for whatever issues you may have, what he's doing with his wealth, the fact is he provided a good and a service that millions upon millions of people wanted, use. I use day in and day out. Certainly aspects of my life are better because of the work that Mr. Gates did. You know, and this is how capitalism and Christianity kind of converge in that respect, because capitalism actually seeks to make people's lives better by allowing entrepreneurs to prosper, and in terms of making people's lives better, that allows the accumulation of wealth, which allows for what? It allows for charity. So it's a long big circle. That it's all about having life better for people generally, you know. And I think your long quote in terms of the liberty interests that are surround our country and how they coincide with Christianity, and how that was something that long ago Constantine recognized and improved the lives of millions through that recognition.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, so one of the things that I'm pulling up a history right now. They're saying that they pulled a show down on December 24th, 2021. It was a repeat show, but they pulled the program down because I questioned the integrity of the election. And they said, "We do not allow content that spreads false or misleading claims about the results of any election within the U.S."
So, you can call out the elections in Russia, right? Apparently, that's okay because it's within the U.S. You know, or that's not within the U.S. Apparently, you can question whether Mr. Putin was, officially elected. But this, in the face of lots of evidence, you have to agree. You know, it's a very interesting. We've been with Sheriff Ruth of Macon County, right. Illinois, there was an election held in November of 2018, and it was overturned in June of 2021. Election is not over until all the litigation is complete, until everybody agrees. It's not over until all those things are resolved. And so to say that there's not questions about what happened in each and every election, the only way we can make elections good and decent and trustworthy is by asking these hard questions about what happened. And so, you know, again, that's what the First Amendment is designed for, to have those kinds of discussions, to let everybody participate. And it's just horrible that this is a position to shut down content.
And it was actually what they pulled it on the 24th of December 2021, but it was a show from January 27th, 2021, that included, and I'll have to tell my friend Eric Naputi, apparently, and he was talking about January 6th, and he was there on January the 6th. He was an eyewitness, and so he was sharing his testimony about what happened there and why they were there and their concerns about the election. And it's interesting, I have a report up by my friend Chris Wright. A major report on election fraud was just released in Wisconsin.
Yes.
And that's something that we probably should have a conversation about. I know we can't talk about it now, we're running out of time, but I'll put this article up. It's on the Daily Skirmish, by the way, is where you can find the article by Chris Wright. But there's a major new report that is up. Newsweek is that right? Newsweek? Interesting. All right, so I'll have to check that out.
It involves $9 million of misused funds from Mark Zuckerberg. We should talk about that the next time.
There we go. And that was something that President Trump talked about at CPAC, was the 400, way more than that, he mentioned. But Wisconsin Special Counsel Michael gave him a call for decertification in Wisconsin. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out, and he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So, I forgot, folks, my apologies. I'm just thinking in my own head and talking out loud, but I forgot to press the record button locally to record this video. But it is up on Getter, and great to be with you folks on Getter. It is up on Cloud Hub, and I'm sure there'll be a record of it on Cloud Hub and Getter. And it is up on Facebook, and I'm sure there's got to be some way that I can capture it from Facebook before they delete it. And what am I talking about? Well, if you're just tuning in, welcome aboard. Great to be with you. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, which you might well have already known. If you missed any of our previous segments, I do hope you'll pick those up at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and we'll have the podcast up this afternoon. Rick Manning is joining me, Americans for Limited Government, to co-host and be my, we're just going to co-host together. And our guest will be the topic. Welcome aboard, my friend.
Happy to be on, and always enjoy the opportunity to co-host with a very important guest, whatever the topic is we're talking about.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. So, an article, actually, Chris Wright has written, he writes at the Daily Skirmish, and his blog today is talking about big problems documented in Wisconsin 2020 election. Why don't we begin with that? Well, I guess I should finish the thought. So, yesterday, Vimeo decided to close my account. So, if you've been getting videos from us in your email, and maybe you went this morning or sometime last night and you clicked on the link to go watch the video, you got one of these messages from them that said, page appears to no longer be here. Well, that's because that page is no longer there, ladies and gentlemen. They have closed it. It says, sorry, we couldn't find that page. Make sure you type the URL correctly or try searching Vimeo. You could also watch one of the videos below instead. Of course, I can't even see the videos below because, Rick, they have blocked me from their platform to the point that I'm not even allowed to go on the platform. How about that?
Well, they are making a political statement, and I have to tell you, thank goodness for places like Getter, the one that Bongino is involved in, alternative YouTubes, alternative videos, Vimeos that are out there. The fact of the matter is, we have an alt economy that's being developed, and is moving rapidly towards coming to fulfillment, and we have to, as conservatives, we have to encourage investors to provide alternatives to the Silicon Valley controlled media outlets. And by media outlets, I mean places like Vimeo and YouTube and Facebook and the like. Because if we don't encourage those, if we sit there and say, okay, well, I'm okay sitting here over on Facebook and they're leaving me alone and whatever. And we aren't encouraging the getters, if we're not encouraging other alternatives that are out there, Parler, before they got blown up by those Silicon Valley guys, CloudHub, a number of different platforms. If we're not encouraging them, then we're going to find ourselves straight out of luck in terms of being able to have places where we can have material up. And what's more, the way you get more investment into conservative alternatives is by having more conservatives using those alternatives. And so in some respects, Vimeo and the like are cutting their own throats, because the more you and your listeners and others are turning towards conservative alternatives that provide the same services, the fewer eyeballs Vimeo has, the less profit they make, and the less others will be utilizing them. Because quite honestly, they'll have driven the conservative audience away. And that's what, you know, that's what they're doing. So it's a matter of your listeners going and finding your stuff on other outlets and becoming active on those other outlets and not relying on the Vimeos and the YouTubes and the Facebooks of the world.
Yeah, and you know, what we need to also recognize and be paying attention to is what, you know, Vimeo at one time was not what it is today, because it used to be that it was owned by, you know, by a couple of guys that developed a platform that they thought would compete with YouTube and you know, was going to be open for everybody to express their views. Vimeo was bought by IAC. And I did a little bit of poking around at IAC to kind of see, you know, who are those guys? Who is IAC and what are they and that whole bit? And interestingly enough, what I discovered is that IAC has an interesting board of directors. And one of the members of that board of directors and that's a part of their leadership is somebody that is a part of the Daily Beast. Heather Dietrich is the CEO of the Daily Beast. And she is a member of the business management team.
Yeah, it's the fact of the matter is, there is the left kind of is very incestuous in this regard, and they make certain that they are that they flow into each other's work. And when Vimeo got bought, they got changed. That's one of the interesting things about Silicon Valley. This gets a little technical, but Silicon Valley is run by something by venture capital people who invest a little bit of money and with the hopes of getting a big return at the back end. Those people who invest in venture capital, when they get approached to say by an Amazon or by some big company that wants to buy that product, those people say, I don't really care about the product. I want to make a massive profit. So let's sell it to Amazon. And so that's how these little companies start out. They get some people using them. They become kind of commonplace, and then they get bought by a bigger fish. And the people who are running them, even with all good intent at the time, have no option because the people who are their investors, their funders, demand that they sell to somebody who's going to pay billions of dollars. And you know, that's how these companies get taken over, and you end up with a company like Vimeo going exactly opposite of its original intent.
And, you know, I'm really kind of surprised with IAC because the chairman and senior executive at IAC is a guy named Barry Diller. Barry Diller was chairman and chief executive officer of Fox Inc. and created the Fox Broadcasting Company, which I find interesting that everything has moved so far left. Of course, he left there in April 1992, but And from 84 to 92, Fox wasn't a hardcore left kind of an outfit that I remember.
No, but he was part of the Hollywood kind of cabal that has at least in the last 4 years has leaned pretty left. But, you know, bottom line is, this is why the actual organizations like Rumble that have been set up specifically mm-hmm. to reach conservative audiences, where they view that as being their audience that they are trying to be service. Those people like who come in and say, we are going to be cancel culture free and have that as the DNA of their organization. That's why we have to support those people. Because if you're cancel culture free, then your whole DNA is that we're not going to give in to the left and to the Silicon Valleys in the world. And you're going to say no to the person from the left who's trying to buy your company so they can cancel the people who are using it. That's the, so that's why we, as people who want to have free speech, have to jump into the fray and say, you know, I recognize that I don't get as many interactions on Getter as I do on Facebook, but I need to be on Getter and active on Getter because we have to build up those alternatives, buy them in the marketplace. We have to build them up, get them the transactions so that they are not susceptible to being squashed downstream. And that's a choice. It's a simple choice we all have to make. And you can sit there and you can watch videos on Vimeo. You can watch videos on YouTube. You can watch them on Facebook. Or you can watch them on Rumble. And, chances are, pick which one you're going to utilize. You're going to have on your screen for entertainment purposes because that's who you're monetizing. That's who you're giving the ad dollars to. My suggestion is, as conservatives and as Christians, we have a responsibility to begin being consumers who put that at the forefront of our decision making.
Yeah, it's time to it's time to start picking and choosing where you spend your money and where you spend your dollars. And again, as you said, not spending. And that's one of the reasons why PatriotMobile.com is the place to get your cell phone service. PatriotMobile.com is the only Christian conservative mobile phone company in America that is national. They're on all the towers. They're everywhere you want to be. And I would encourage you to contact them today. 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN. 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN. Or go to PatriotMobile.com/CHOSEN for free activation. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code PASTORGREG, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Yeah, I'm going to be putting out the information about what Vimeo did. And let me explain my goal or my thought in fighting this. And that is this. Rick, we continually, by force or resign, have been giving or having taken ground in the fight for our liberties. I'm glad there are alternative sites. But what conservatives fail to grasp is that the undergirding principles of these alternative sites has to be God. Our founders gave up everything because they saw a greater reward, and because life, liberty, and abundant life are not just gifts, but who we are as God's children created in His image. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. That also holds a person to a true moral code, knowing there will be a judgment day and consequences for evil acts left unrepented for. Jesus once shared a parable about two sons. One said no and later was obedient, and the other said yes, but then did not do what he agreed to. While the listeners gave the right answer, it seems many get confused by the message. Jesus says to them, the tax collectors and prostitutes will enter ahead of them, not because they answered wrong, that the son who acted righteously was better than the disobedient one, which he was, but that though they could answer the truth and see the truth, they themselves did not follow their own advice when it was related to John the Baptist or to Jesus himself. For they rejected John and Jesus, even seeing the change in the lives of the followers. At a later time, he would say to them, you speak the right words, honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Capitalism is based on biblical principles, to do everything as unto the Lord, giving your best. Who is he that runs a race, if not to win? Who begins to build a building, not counting the cost, but intending to finish it? The principles of Christianity were what set the Christian community apart. Less disease, more production, happier people, and greater wealth accumulation. The Jews practiced this and the Christians did too. Constantine was motivated to embrace Christianity because of the sheer volume of evidence that Christians did everything better than the Roman heathens. Thus, to my point, if the alternative platforms do not have a moral, God-founded base, and if they have not a plan for succession to maintain that, then we will lose those platforms as well. Vimeo was great until IAC bought it, and then it was not. Our fight is not just for the words that I will, but for the actions that support those intentions and keep them just, righteous, and worth dying for. Only God is worth all that. Only liberty given by God is worth dying for, because liberty authored by men can be taken by those same men, and now we are back to square one. Thus, our fight for liberty is not for the liberty we see, but to set free the soul only God can see. And only He can give us that kind of freedom, a freedom that's worth dying for. Your thoughts, kind sir?
100%. It's a, you know, the fact of the matter is, the author of liberty is God. There is no liberty without God. It's government given liberty is not liberty at all. It's merely the chain. It's just the loosening of the chains. And it's a, and so it is worth fighting to make certain that that these companies, even the ones that want to cancel you, that they understand the mistake they're making, that they understand the place they're falling into.
Yep.
And it's a, and by, and so I think there's, you can do both. I think you can go and, we're not called to be outside the world. We're called to be in the world. We're just not called to be of the world. And so when you're engaging with people on various platforms, that's a, being in the world, that's fine. But it's very important that we, in my estimation, it's very important that we, engage, that we do intentionally, reward those who are risking capital, risking, wealth, risking time, energy, and effort to create platforms that are going to be free, not just today, not just tomorrow, but presumably for the next decade.
Right.
And that is a, and by free, I don't mean cost free. I mean, able to communicate on freely, whether or not you are on the left or the right. And it is a, and it's that enduring principle, the ability to have a, have a free flow of ideas and competition of ideas, that without that, our country fails, capitalism certainly fails, and the, and truth, and anybody can, you can't stamp out truth, but the people who are on platforms that don't allow truth to be heard are being denied the capacity to actually know the truth. At least through those platforms they choose. So it it's important to be provided in those platforms as much as possible.
And I think that that's a critical point, and I think we should talk about that, because there were two things that were really the predominant and driving factors in the reason that Vimeo gave for that, that they removed me based on content. And one of them had to do with January 6th and had to do specifically with elections and election integrity. And there's a brand new Wisconsin report coming out that calls into question whether or not, I mean, they're saying that the Wisconsin certification should be pulled based on the evidence that they have found, found. Arizona, there are many who would state that they came to the same conclusion. Now, there were those that got in there apparently that sabotaged those results. I don't know all the behind the scenes of that, but my understanding is that Arizona,
when you read the entire Arizona audit report, it's very clear that tens of thousands of votes were illegally cast, and if you go beyond the one piece of the executive summary, that the conclusion is that that the Arizona election was fraudulently won. So there's no, that's the result. The people,
those are facts. Those are facts. Georgia has issues as well. So now we have Georgia, Wisconsin, and Arizona Joe Biden doesn't win the election. I'm sorry, but it's a fact. It's a fact.
And
okay.
The sad thing is, because of these platforms, people don't, you know,
your
don't
deplatform
find out
for
about
saying
that.
Well, and then yeah, and then I want to get this in because it's so important. The other piece to this, Rick, is the issue relative to the injections. I have a personal family history story that I can talk about. Two of my children who were vax injured and are still suffering the consequences of vax injuries today. Okay. So that's my personal testimony. But then when I bring on a doctor of the stature of a Dr. Judy Mikovits or a Dr. Brian Hooker or a Dr. Jim Thorpe, or we'll have Dr. Peter Mercola is going to be coming on the program very soon. Any of these other doctors that I've had on my program, Dr. Brian Artis, who go through and explain the issues. They tell you why people are dying in the hospital, and how that can be stopped. And we make a presentation. Thomas Renz has been on this program several times, ladies and gentlemen. And he's given legal affidavit sworn testimony from DOD individuals. You see that on our program regularly. Here's my point with this. My point is that somebody's got to be out here, Rick, telling the truth about these issues. Somebody has to be out here sharing it. People are dying because of how the issue is being treated. I'm not suggesting that there's not a COVID. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that people don't get sick. I was sick. Rick, you know that. I was deathly ill. I got double pneumonia, coughing up blood. I was a mess, and you had to come in and help do my program for me. So I'm not saying that it's not a problem and that you better not treat it. I'm saying let's get proactive about taking care of it. There are good, positive things that you can be doing. And man, my doctor told me straight up, if you'd gone to the hospital, they would have killed you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's sobering that the groupthink wants to kill any idea that might in fact save lives.
It's scary, and that's blood on their hands. And to the folks at Vimeo, I would just simply say this: silencing me, taking away my rights.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today. Greetings, Children Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India.
Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.